You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Rays have returned from an historic trip to Cuba, so they're probably a little tired, but we are not. So I'm here with Bill Chastain, and he, of course, covers the Rays, and I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com. And Bill, I know that you weren't on that trip, but obviously this was a big deal for the team that you cover. I'm sure you've read a lot about what was going on down there, and just how impactful to you was the entire experience for them?
Well, it was a lot of fun to watch. Of course, I tuned in like everybody else yesterday, and I got a big kick out of seeing how much fun they seem to be having, because all of the kids, they weren't tied up in the political stuff. They were just wanting to go see baseball fanatics, you know, guys that are as enthusiastic about the game as them, as they are. And it looked like it turned out that way. I mean, I couldn't have imagined a better event, the way it looked on TV and the way the Rays were being received and their enjoyment of the event.
Yeah, I've been traveling all the way through Florida, and I was actually just sitting at a restaurant last night and eating some dinner and watching the highlights kind of on ESPN. And it just sort of blew my mind when I just was watching President Obama there, and then the commissioner sitting behind him, and then there's Dave Winfield, and like all of, like, I mean, it just the nature of this entire thing, and the fact that this is our game and our people, and making all of this happen, the players seem to be really emotional about it. There's really not even words to put into what this meant to everybody.
No, and then I thought it was pretty cool too, the whole thing where Verona got the lead off for the team. Now, and it was an interesting thing to me that he was not as well accepted in Cuba as maybe some thought he would be. But I thought it was very cool that the Rays players had actually told Cash they'd like to see him make the trip. They'd like to see him lead off, and they came out of the dugout and gave him a standing ovation when he popped up the first time. They knew what it meant to him, and probably the nerves were just going crazy with Verona at that time. But that was a nice moment, I thought.
So now they're back. Allegedly. We're hearing that it was a very late return from Cuba, which tends to happen. So let's talk about a little bit what's going on with the Rays. And as we're about a week and a half away, maybe 2 weeks away, from them really having to nail down the roster. So let's catch up on some closer candidates. What's going on with that? They need to sort of, I guess, mix and match for a couple months on that.
I think right now the main guy is going to be Colomé. And, of course, he shut it down yesterday. He gave up the home run. In Cuba, which lit off, you know, fireworks. But you know, he ended up getting it done, and I think he's durable enough to be the guy, the back end guy, until Boxberger gets back. He closed a little bit last year, or was back end guy. They like Xavier Sedano a lot as well, but I think they'd rather use him matching up against left handers. His stuff plays really well against left handers, so. Any Romero probably be in there, but I think primarily Colomé is going to be the guy at the end of the games.
And what other position battles are going on? Like, how are things sort of shaping up with the
Well, it's hard to quantify. The outfield, there's like 100 guys, and you know, Longoria is going to be at third, but right. Who's going to be at first? I mean, you know, all winter long, there's speculation that Loney would be traded. He's playing really well. He's in a lightweight, of course. You know, everybody speculated this because his salary is what it is. And, you know, normally the higher the salary, the first year out the door with the Rays. But he's had a great spring. You know, he drove in, I think, 4 runs yesterday, maybe 3 runs against Cuba. So who knows going to be at first. Catcher, you know, you got 3 guys there in Conger, Casale, and Rivera. Shortstop looks like it's going to be Brad Miller if he's gotten his fielding woes kind of ironed out, and he seems to have a little bit. He was having a little quirky thing with his throwing early, and lately it seems to be doing better. Those probably are the main, you know, and bench players, how that's going to sort itself out.
So it's a tough division. It's always a tough division. This is never a cakewalk. Where do you see them fitting in? I mean, everyone, of course, is talking about the Red Sox being sort of rejuvenated and I don't know if rebuilt is the right word, because the Red Sox never rebuild, but they seem to be a force. And, of course, the Yankees, you don't really know. The Orioles are trying to figure out their rotation. And where do the Rays fit into this whole picture, do you think?
Well, the one thing I've learned from covering baseball for all these years is predicting stuff in the spring is crazy. You just can't come up with a good thing. I think they look really good. I mean,
they're young.
And everybody talks about Archer, and I love Archer. Mm-hmm. You know, he's at the top of the rotation. But I think Drew Smyly has just been crazy good this spring. And he's got some, you know, if he's healthy, you know, he just makes guys miss. But you look at the rotation, 1 through 5, you know, Erasmo Ramirez is number 5. And then you got Moore at 4, Odorizzi at 3, and Smyly at 2. You know, leading up to Archer, it's pretty good rotation. So, and then you're going to get Cobb back maybe in August. You know, that's like adding a number one or two to your staff in August. It's a pretty good trade deadline move, sort of. Mm-hmm. So, I think they look really well. You know, look really good, and the fact that they've done some things offensively. You know, the addition of Dickerson, Miller's more offensive at shortstop. He's going to have to field at shortstop. Because they do have to play good defense. But I think there's a lot of good signs for them this spring.
What's it like as a reporter? I know how I felt about this time of the spring when I was a beat writer. So it's been about a month, and you still have a couple weeks to go. And this is sort of the time where you're like, oh, my God. Spring training games are really fun, and they're really fun for the fans. But you're kind of ready to maybe start watching some regular season games. What's it like trying to get through the grind of the last couple of weeks of spring training?
Well, you like, I know myself, I enjoy writing about what happens in the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at this point of spring, you know, most of the stories are whether or not the starting pitcher got his innings in, and whether somebody got injured or not, and, right. and then also about whether guys make the team or not. So I think really it's... You know, it's a different kind of coverage, and once a season starts, you're certainly ready, to cover results of games that mean something.
Yeah, it is interesting because, like, I remember, like, a lot of the veterans would say to me in the morning, like, who won the game yesterday? Because they're out of the game in the third inning, they do their work, and then they're out of there, and they're not even, like, at the stadium until by the eighth inning. And so the games really, the results of the games are so insignificant, and it is kind of nice when... it's the ninth inning and there's something on the line and the closer comes in. I mean, it's just more of a normal mm-hmm. atmosphere.
Of course, the thing I realized once I started covering baseball, when I did it not on a daily basis, you know, more of a, you know, as needed basis when I was at the newspapers is, you know, I can remember thinking a guy was a jerk when he couldn't remember a game like a month ago. And now, you know, I'm like, you know, if I can remember what happened in the game the night before, you know, it all runs together. I certainly can understand how the players are, you know, have that mentality. And of course, that's critical to being successful, too, is forgetting what happened the day before and mm-hmm. and going forward.
Yeah, I guess it is. You have to have a short memory in order to be a baseball player, or else this game will eat you alive. So, okay, Bill, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And have a good rest of your spring.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.